Hello and welcome to another episode of From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Issa Martel and this is my webcast or podcast, however you want to cast it. Today is Thursday, July 19th, 2018, which corresponds to Dhulqa'dah the 5th, 1439 Hijri. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. So I have a couple of issues that I've been thinking about recently. One is, you can tell a person by the type of fire that they build, right? So last night, I built a fire to sit around and chill out by. I like building fires and have been doing them for years. Campfires, this is not, obviously not, house fires or bonfires or anything like that. Because, well, you know, it's kind of illegal to do such a thing. But more importantly, the fire that I build, I approach from a very artistic point of view. And it is that I sculpt the material into a proper form, which will allow the fire to come to life and thus be controlled. I notice that some people don't do this. And I bet this is some reflection on a person's personality. I've gone to many, many, many camping events throughout my life where we had fire pits. And you hear terms like, that's a nice fire, right? But what isn't a nice fire? You know what's not a nice fire because it doesn't attract people to come to it. It's not like an open invitation. People aren't drawn to the flame. You know, and the flame, if you build the fire in such a manner, the flame is very mesmerizing and is inviting you to stare at it, to look at it. It's like it has its own personality, which I do think that each fire does have. You know, a fire, when I build a fire today, it will be different than the one I build tomorrow, etc., etc. Fires are such a fascinating thing. Because you see this thing moving, the flame. You know, you see this flame moving. But is the flame a solid? You know, what is the flame? You can't grab it and hold it. You need something that's burning to actually capture the flame. This makes me think of that movie way back in the 90s, Event Horizon, when they spoke about seeing fire in zero gravity. And that it looked like water in zero gravity. So if you've seen water droplets from video of the space station or something, you can see they'll do experiments where they'll I don't think they're experiments. They're more like demonstrations, so you can see what zero gravity looks like. They'll put drops of water in the air and they'll float. So imagine that being a fire, right? And how they, in this movie, they expressed it was like a very horrific thing, because it's moving around like that, and you can imagine how devastating to enclosed environments that a fire would be like that in that situation. So this always plays into my head when I think about fire and flame. But going to the perspective of the different types of people that make fires and how they are, I had recently gone to someone's house and they were like, yeah, let's light the fire. So the guy, and I'm friends with the guy, he's pretty nice, I won't say his name, but the event was kind of funny to me and to one of the other friends that was with me. He just dumped like four bundles of wood into this massive fire pit that he has, squirted it down with a whole bunch of lighter fluid and threw a match on it, and bam, he had a fire. And of course that's effective and that works, but to me, that is like completely, like my mind was just saying, like, what are you doing? This is not how you start a fire. Even though it is how it's a way to start a fire, but it erases all the, I don't know if symbolism is the word. Tradition maybe is the word. I use the term art, the tomb, the term of, that's why I say like I envision like sculpting it, because you start from like a very small thing, an ember or a spark or something. So you need kindling and all this, and you build it up to the point where you have a bed of coals. I mean, this can take hours, it can take a long time, but it shows, it's reflective of the person's personality in the sense that it draws out patience, it's the calming nature, the understanding of materials, understanding how fire works, understanding how heat works, where you need to place things, how to control heat, how to get heat built up, how to get something that's from a coal to actually have a flame, what needs to be done. When you're building the fire, you're manipulating the placement of wood. You don't just place everything down and light it and there you go, especially if you're starting a fire from without from kindling or just a lighter or match. It's very, very controlled, and there's thought that goes into it, which ultimately ends up with the fire looking a certain manner. Right, and having it controlled, having a pile of hot coals. And I think that when you are with someone who understands this, you hear the compliment all the time, that's a really nice fire, right? So there's something like deep inside our psyche that probably goes back to like our hundreds of thousands of years, where it was embedded once we, as humans, once we understood how to control fire and how to make a fire, what then was a nice fire, You know, what are the traits of a nice fire? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Light, heat, a feeling of safety. You know, you're feeling the fire is controlled, not out of control. Because fire is dangerous, right? Fire is extremely dangerous. So if someone's saying you have a nice fire, perhaps that is a way of saying I feel safe by your fire. You know, this is a safe environment. Because if you imagine back in the day, people lit fires as a method of safety. You know, animals, wild animals and stuff typically aren't going to come by a fire. They're not going to do that there because to them, fire is dangerous. To them, if there's a fire in the forest or the environment, they're not gonna, their instinct is to flee. You know, they're gonna run away from that. They're not gonna go to it. But for us, we need fire, we need heat, we use it to cook, we use it for all sorts of things. So when you have a fire, you see, you like I said, if you've gone camping to things where there's not just you camping, like say a camping event or something, you can look around and see people who have nice fires, and they typically have crowds around them, which is fascinating to me. Fascinating that we would be attracted to a safe fire, which is kind of like an oxymoron, I guess, because fire is dangerous, like I said. Fire can kill us quickly. Quickly, that can go out of control and destroy, wreak havoc. I mean, basically destroy everything you own. So for me as a man, right, to have the ability to create a fire. I'm not gonna say create because I don't really create it. I just use what nature has provided to build a fire, to sculpt the fire, to manipulate the fire, to control it, you know? That is saying, at least from a certain perspective, that person, whether male or female, understands certain aspects of nature, survival, and how to create a safe environment, because they have the talent or the ability to do this. Now, you may think this is completely crazy. I don't have any scientific anything to back this up. This is just my observation, and what I have noticed and seen throughout many, 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 probably hundreds of hours of dealing with fires, fire pits, traveling, having sitting at fire pits in the desert, sitting at them on mountaintops, in forests of Pennsylvania, now here in Minnesota, various different states. They all have the same type of attraction. You know, we're mesmerized by staring at a fire. You know, we as humans can just stand there, sit there and watch a fire for hours and just keep throwing wood on it, sitting there watching it. Something must be like detoxing our soul, or spirit or mind, whatever you want to call this attribute. But the mesmerization of watching the fire. Is that even a word? Mesmerization? I don't know. The mesmerizing effect of watching the fire, has a soothing effect to us. We're relaxed. It's some weird connection with ancient nature that draws this out of it. It de-stresses us, mentally detoxes us. We feel calm and relaxed afterwards. It's tiring. Even though we're not doing anything, it's tiring. So the fire is drawing something out of us, right? To make us feel rejuvenated. The next day, we feel great. You know, that was a nice fire we had last night. Yeah, that was fun. Let's do that again. Etc., etc. So it makes me question then the people who do these fires with throwing gas or something like that and just lighting them up, right? Those fires typically are of a different sort, and the people that do this type of fire are different types of people. My people that have it my way, we seem to be very chilled out, relaxed people, calm people in this manner. I mean, that you can say, like, look, Issa, you got like some crazy anger management issues, you do this insane stuff. I don't know why you would want to like put armor on and beat people with swords and stuff. That's, you got a problem? Maybe so. But in this aspect, it's like a very calming effect that you have. And the process to get the fire like that is part of the calming effect that it has on the person. You have to have patience. You have to have knowledge. You have to have time. Not just patience to sit there, but time devoted to building a fire from scratch, I'm saying, from scratch. So yesterday I cut the grass. When I went out to cut the grass, I started this fire, right? So the coals would be hot. I started it, got a little fire going, threw two logs on it, and let it go. That was probably around 3 o'clock, two, or actually, no, earlier than that. I cut the grass. Maybe it was like 11 to noon or something like that. When the sun went down, sun goes down here in Minnesota, almost 9 o'clock. I went back over and I had these logs had been smoldering all day. Just had to kick it down. I had a whole bed of coals, threw some new pieces of wood on it, and I had a beautiful fire. The heat was there. The heat was so intense that there was crackling and sparking and sending those little embers up in the air, and it looked cool. I mean, it was a cool thing. I had the kids out. They thought it was neat. We sat out and had a nice little time. But like I said, all this was pre-thought out. I specifically set up things to create that moment happening later in the day. So, like I was saying, these types of people that I've always met at camping events and through life, the people that have nice fires, you'll see them sitting there tending the fire. Like, that's their thing. I can, like, for me, if I build a fire, I get mad when someone else like messes with it. It's like, look, I have it set up a certain way to set up a certain mood. You know, it's like music. You know, like if you have company over and you put certain music on to create a certain mood, you're gonna get mad if someone else comes and changes the music, right? So it's like the same idea with the fire. It's like, this is my fire. I spent time building this, you know. This is the mood I created. You know, this is my mental space. It's a nice fire. I'm allowing you to enter it. I'm allowing you to enter into this, you know. So it, I feel that it has that same type of effect, mood. You know, it creates a mood, a certain kind of mood, and it's all mood is reflective on the person who creates the mood. Like, let's go back to music, the DJ. You know who's a good DJ. You listen to the music they play, you're like, man, that guy's a good DJ. Shoot, that's like some awesome. You know, you go to the club, you want to hear club music. You don't want to hear like whatever. You want to, you're going, that's the mood, the environment you want to hear, that's what you want to do. So that's great. That's how it is. And that person who made that mood, you know, is directly controlling it, therefore the mood is, you know, reflective of that person's personality to some degree. Yeah, so that's all what I wanted to say about that. Fire. It's something, man. The fire, the coals look cool. I mean, there's so many cool, interesting aspects of it. Maybe I'll go into it another time. But it's very fascinating. Very fascinating. If you haven't sat by a good fire lately, then I highly suggest you do so. Don't sit one by one where these people just throw logs and fire burning agents on it, like lighter fluid. Nah. You need to, if you don't know how to make a fire and you're a dude or a woman, I'll specifically address men because typically in a family situation, the man would be the dude, the guy who would be, broadly speaking, in charge of keeping the survival of the family. So you need to learn how to make a fire, especially. But everyone should be able to do this. This is a trait that every, if you're a man, a woman, if you're a man who knows how to do that, teach your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, teach your kids. These are all things that people should know how to do, is to build a fire and to sit there, play with it, understand its nature, understand what it's going to do when you move something, how the air flow affects certain parts of it, how to cut off air to force the fire to go a certain way. This is fascinating stuff, and it's, and to teach the people that are around you how to do it is better to, better yet. So that's all I'm going to talk about right now. I had also thought about talking about something I mentioned about time, but I might end it with that and give the time aspect some more thought. So, in any case, that was what's on my mind. Thanks a lot for listening, and see you next time.